Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the kid born in 96 South Carolina and would become Philly Strong most of his life, that was veteran saxophonist Odean Pope with the 2008 tune Plant Life. So after moving to Philadelphia at the age of 10, his lifelong study of music began to take off. As mentioned, he grew up in a jazz-rich territory with other Philly legends like John Coltrane, Lee Morgan, Clifford Brown, Benny Golson, McCoy Tyner, Jimmy and Percy Heath, Ray Bryant, and the great Dizzy Gillespie. His big break came in his early career when John Coltrane chose Odean to replace him in Jimmy Smith's group when he left for New York to join Miles Davis. Over his storied career, he has studied with the likes of pianist Ray Bryant and been influenced by many brilliant people like the eccentric pianist Hassan Ibn Ali. Max Roach was also a great collaborator and a teacher of his, so integrating several of those musical influences like the church choir of his youth, Philadelphia jazz and R&B of the 50s, and classic woodwind chamber music led him to form that 70s group called Catalyst, a collective of musicians and music representing a very new aesthetic. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Odean talked about the creative process in the studio.
Every time I record, it's like always like the first time, because it's different and it's inspiring. And it's like really intense. So every time I record, it's like the first time I record it. Up tempo, upbeat, very inspired, very enthusiastic about it.
So his artistry as a performer, composer, arranger, and educator has earned him 3 citations from the city of Philly. In 2017, he was actually honored as the recipient of the Mid-Atlantic Living Legacy Award, and there is still plenty of work to be done in Odean's world. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of legends like Charlie Bird Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of a long line of jazz notes for you to dig the most. Again, we got another one from Odean. We give you the 2008 tune For All We Know off the CD What Went Before, Volume 1, and that's the question.
Thank you.
Saxophonist, also a great believer and peace-loving happened. It was a great honor and a great pleasure to Pete be online with Judd, and I think he's one of the greatest forerunners in what he do, and please continue to listen to the wonderful sounds that he put out there for you. Everybody in Kansas City should support that. That's very important to keep this music alive and to support it. Joe, thank you so very much.
That was legendary Philly Strong pianist and composer Raphael Homer Ray Bryan with the tune Jungle Town Jubilee off the 2003 CD Somewhere in France. So he started out on the keys at the age of six and played bass in high school. So the musicians Kevin Eubanks, Dwayne Eubanks, and Robin Eubanks are his nephews. And his mother is Bryant's sister, Vera Eubanks, a pianist and organist specializing in gospel music. But Ray was a very huge influence on the career trajectory of Odeen, and he had some thoughts on this. Take a listen.
My first inspiration in terms of harmonic concepts and melodic concepts, and they utilize and stress how important it was to be able to play through chord changes, like a C minor 7 raised 7, or C7 raised 7, raised 9, or flat 9. These are the kind of configurations and chord changes was handed down to me.
So this next cat on the show is bop and soul jazz organist and organ trio band leader right out of Germantown, Pennsylvania. This is Jimmy McGriff, and it's the tune I've Got a Woman. And as we go into this tune, Odeen explains the wield of influence that Jimmy had over him.
His concept was to be more collectively participation as opposed to like a lot of solo, even though we did solo. But the biggest influence and the biggest emphasis was on ensemble playing. He had some nice arrangements, and as I said before, for the trumpet, two tenors, trombone, guitar, drums, and organ. So he had some very good compositions, and that really gave me also. I feel very blessed as to be able to have worked with all these different groups and different people and different minds. I'm
Dr. Monty Smith. Wish you a great day, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was the master saxophonist John Coltrane with his song Every Time We Say Goodbye off the 1960 LP, simply called Recordings. So as we mentioned at the top of the hour, Train tapped O'Dean to be a part of the band to fulfill a dream of his. But it was also the advice of Train that reverberated through him for his career. Have a listen to O'Dean explain.
That was one of the greatest honors in my whole development at that time, because I was reluctant. I told him, I said, well, look, Train, I don't think I can handle that, because, you know, Jimmy Smith is playing some very extreme, different complex kind of compositions, as well as the chord changes. So Train told me, he said, look, don't never say I can't. Don't use that word. Can't shouldn't be utilized in your vocabulary when you're trying to develop your concepts and play.
And then there was Max Roach. Here is the legendary drummer and composer with the tune Dr. Freezy off the 2015 CD Jazz for a Lazy Day. And again, Max was a huge sunny shadow in the world of O'Dean. And he explains what he got from him.
You know, Max Roach playing with him for the last 22 years of his career was like going to the highest university in the whole world, because he was so thoughtful and so caring and so giving, and he would let you, was the kind of leader that would try to coach you into what he wanted you to play, but he wanted you to be your individual self and play and create your ideas and your concepts.
That was the four-time Grammy Award-winning jazz bassist Christian McBride with the tune Alone Together featuring Hank Jones off the 2011 CD Conversations with Christian. So Christian represents a cat that is huge in a crop of Philly strong musicians that continue to push the jazz world forward. He searched for his voice, he found it, and he inspires many others to do the exact same thing. And O'Dean, being a leader of that Philly scene, had some thoughts on it.
Philadelphia has always been developing ground for young, interested musicians because it's a great legacy and it's a great history here of generations before, past, present, and future. And I think that it's like a continuing. And every year you'll hear about one guy who has developed and he's playing his butt off. So, and it still takes place right here in Philadelphia. And I think Philadelphia is one of the greatest places to develop and play.
This is swing bop and blues drummer J.C. Hurd next on the program off the 2011 CD called Saxophones. This is the song All My Life, next on this riveting hour of Jazz Kids.
Ken Wiley, French horn recording artist from Los Angeles, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe D'Amino, Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you.
That was the group led by the great Hank Jones, the great jazz trio, and that was the tune Moose the Mooch off the 2005 CD At the Village Vanguard. So this band was a classic example of how piano, bass, and drums, that format, has remained timeless, endearing, and even challenging. Formed in the spring of 75, the initial threesome performed together for the first time at the Village Vanguard nightclub in New York for 1 week, and was given its name by the owner, Max Gordon, and consisted of Jones, drummer Tony Williams, and bassist Ron Carter. Wow. These musicians from three generations with ties to Miles Davis formed a very unique bond, playing standards and even originals from each of the band members. From that unmistakable voice, swagger, and style, this is Betty St. Clair. This is the tune Crazy Rhythm off the 2016 CD, The Complete Jubilee, and Seco Recordings, next on this complete hour known as Neon Jazz.
Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. They say that when a high brow meets a low brow, walking along Broadway, soon a high brow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, but you're to blame. What's the use? A prohibition, you produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too highbrow, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow, walking down Broadway, soon a highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, but you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
And the perfect cat to take us out of the show, and likely any jazz show ever that's been produced, is the most famous practitioner of jazz. This is trumpeter, composer, singer, and even an actor, Louis Armstrong, joined by his orchestra with the 1929 tune Ain't Misbehavin', and he always was, kids. Hey, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man known to misbehave a bit in the broadcast lore that he always leaves behind, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We dig you out there in Radioland. NeonJazzKC at gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
No one talking all by myself. No one walking. I'm happy on the show, babe. Ain't misbehaving. Saving my love. I say love you. Really say love you. I know it's saying one I love. Through it plain. You that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving. Saving my love. Oh, baby. My love for you. Jackie Hunter, in the corner, don't go nowhere, and I don't care, all your kisses, weren't waiting for me, daddy, I don't stay out late, don't care to go, I'm home about 8, me and my radio, babe, ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Jazz.